T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz joining us now here on Sports Talk at Coach W.E. Fritz. Coach, how are you? Hope everything's well with you and your family.
Doing good. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, so what's you guys are doing voluntary workouts. How's that going?
Going good. Tomorrow we actually get a start with having mandatory workouts. They're giving us 6 weeks, so we're playing an early game and on a Thursday evening, September 3rd. So we get to start tomorrow and, be able to, be around the kids a little bit. Up until now, it's all been voluntary and, we can't be in the weight room and kind of can't take roll, all those different kind of things. But it seems like we've had, a majority of the kids in there every single day. And almost all the guys are back right now, too. I think maybe two guys are coming back in next week. So it's going well.
No issues with the virus and the voluntary stuff around your program?
Yeah, the big thing we got going now is just time management. Guys have got to understand when they come in the building, every day we do a temperature check, we do a nose swab a couple times a week, and then we just got to clean off equipment when the guys are working out in there. And when you're outside, just make sure we're doing a good job with social distancing. So, instead of walking in the building, you just got to allow an extra 5-10 minutes. Same thing when we go in the cafeteria. We got to do a good job of, the social distancing and know it's going to take a little bit more time because now people are serving you instead of you serving yourself. But the guys have adjusted well.
Coach, has the AAC provided any guidance in terms of what they might expect with a full season, a shortened season, anything like that within the conference or anything like that?
I don't know yet. The Big Ten just came out yesterday and they're going conference schedule only, and that impacted us. We were playing Northwestern the second weekend of the year, so we won't be playing that weekend. We've got 11 games right now. Who knows what will happen? Teams may start looking to fill those openings up, with some games from other teams that have had to, have a bye with maybe a Big Ten opponent some point in time. So right now we're planning on, September 3rd, playing Southeastern Louisiana at home and having our first day of practice on August the 5th when we're allowed to put equipment on and get the guys prepared and ready to go.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz here on Sports Talk. Coach, football is such an emotional game, and I think the players certainly feed off the energy of the crowd. How different would that be? How do you think they'll respond to that?
Well, that's going to be something that's going to be different, too. They haven't put any – I think the NFL has gone ahead and done the model with the 25% of the stadium being full and those kind of things. We have not gotten to that point yet, but that may end up happening where maybe the first game, the only people allowed in the stands are, families of the players and coaches. And then, the next weekend they may go to 25% and those kind of different things. But, the American is planning on playing a full slate of games. We had a head coaches meeting the other day, and our commissioner stated that, two or three different times. And, that's what our plan, that's what we want to accomplish this year. And one thing we do have on our side is a little bit of time right now. So things could look a whole lot different in a month. We'll just have to wait and see.
What does your your kids said. I mean, what's been their message? Are they chomping at the bit to get back? Are they concerned a little bit about some risk?
You know, they were fired up about coming back. We're really lucky with our medical staff. I told the guys, you're probably in a better place for you to be than here under the direction of, you know, Dr. Stewart, Greg Stewart. He's been with Tulane for a long time. He's in charge of Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, which is located right on campus. He runs the Center for Sport. It's where the NFL players check out after they get done with their career. And so they're in great care. You know, if they're at home, they probably wouldn't have access to a doctor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, along with our athletic trainers. So, you know, the kids' safety is, you know, the number one thing we're looking at. But they are chomping at the bit. They're so excited about, you know, getting back around their buddies. Hey, we're gone for, you know, almost 13 weeks, you know, before the guys were able to come back on June the 15th. And then some of the guys didn't come back until right after the July 4th weekend, this past Monday. So they're excited about being back around each other and working on football. They're all taking a couple classes online as well. So I think the guys are very excited about, you know, the opportunity to play this year.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. And Coach, what do you think about your football team, and what do you kind of feel good about? And then ultimately, what do you still have to see once practices get underway?
Well, we got a lot more depth than we've ever had. You know, Tulane made the move from Conference USA to the American Conference, which is a huge jump a few years back. And I think we've done a nice job recruiting every year and getting better and better at recruiting and establishing relationships with local coaches and also across this whole region of the country. So the depth is just so much better there. My first couple of years, if we got one or two guys injured at certain positions, there was a big drop off and as far as talent is concerned, but feel good about the depth. Probably the big question that, you know, everybody's wanting to see is our quarterback position. You know, we're going to play with a quarterback that hasn't played a whole lot of football, at least here at Tulane. You know, Keon Howard started 8 ball games at Southern Miss a few years ago and played really well for them, but he's a backup for us this last season. And he had a great spring. We were able to go 5 practices and excited to see what he can do. And then Michael Pratt played on the they played for the state title in the big classification in Florida, and he looked really good in the spring. He was an early graduate, and we're also pumped up about Justin Ibieta, from a local kid from here at Country Day. He's a 3-sport athlete, excelled in all 3 sports, football, basketball, and baseball, and it's going to be interesting to see what he can do, and he can just lock in and focus on football. So we feel good about that position, but obviously, you know, it's different when you're in practice and you get in the game. So the guys that are surrounding them are going to have to do a really good job, especially early in the season.
SMU, USIS, what's it going to take to beat those guys, Coach?
No, we're going to just have to play, you know, as close to clean football as we can. You know, this is I believe we're the 3rd-ranked conference in the nation last year behind the Big Ten and SEC. And every week it's a tough one. There's not a, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, Tulsa went 4-8. And I think they beat UCF during the regular season and had a bunch of close games. I think they're up 3 touchdowns on SMU going into the 4th quarter and end up getting beat. So every week it's a shootout. It's, very well coached, a lot of great talent. The thing I'm excited about is we've closed the distance as far as, the height, the length, the mass, the size, particularly on an offensive and defensive line. So just got to keep improving, keep getting better. I like the fact that, you know, our offensive coordinator, Will Hall, this will be his 2nd year here. And you know, the kids understand his system now. It's always different when you install and run a different system. And I think that'll help us out offensively as well.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz coming off of back-to-back bowl wins. First time in school history, trying to get to your 3rd. Coach, try to go for the hat trick this year. You know what I mean?
Oh, that would be great. We're excited about it. It's You know, there's only been a couple winning seasons back-to-back since 1979, 79-80 team and 97, and then the great 98 team going undefeated. We want to make it three in a row. That hasn't been done in a long, long time here at Tulane. And we want to do more than just, playing a bowl game. We want to make noise for that conference championship, and we feel like we can do that.
Willie Fritz, Tulane head football coach, thank you so much for the time, Coach.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Roll Wave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.